The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone in the nonprofit community. I'm so happy that you're here and joining us this morning. We are sponsored, and thank you to Spirit of Giving Network, which is a wonderful organization that supports nonprofit organizations in South Palm Beach County. So Spirit of Giving Network, thank you so much for this opportunity. And today we have Cheryl Couture, and she is the Senior Outreach Director for Americans for Prosperity and the Bridge to Well-Being Program. And I have no idea what all of that means. So Cheryl, straighten me out. I have no idea. I'm excited to learn more about this program. And thank you so much for being here with us today. And let our audience know about Americans for Prosperity Well-Being Program.
Okay. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. Americans for Prosperity Foundation. We're a foundation, the Bridge to Well-Being. We focus on what our mission is educating citizens. We want to help them to be courageous advocates for the ideas, principles, and the policies of a free society. And the reason for that is because we know that that leads to the greatest prosperity and well-being for all, but especially those who are the least fortunate. And so that's what our mission is.
That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful, but basically what it is we want to help people so that they can pursue the different opportunities that we have, because we do live in a free country. And a lot of times we find that people don't pursue those things just because they don't have the knowledge. And so we try to provide different programs, we basically touch on four different dimensions. The different dimensions that we touch on are everyday affordability. Those programs are to help people to stretch their dollars. And then we also do health and lifestyle. And those particular programs, we try to help people to give them information that they may not already have that can help them with their, because when people are healthy, of course, they are much more, they're able to pursue whatever it is that they want to do. They're less involved in, and basically one of the things we love about our health and lifestyle programs is that we give them things like, to give you an example, one of our programs is called Healthy Eating, Happy Family. And so they do like a little demonstration where they show the importance of washing your vegetables. And it's amazing. I'm not going to tell everybody because you have to come to one of our programs to check it out. But the demonstration that they do with broccoli will change the way that you wash your vegetables forever.
Really?
Yes,
really?
Yes. And so it's little things like that. People walk away and they're like, wow, this is something I can do to make sure that my family and myself, that we're eating healthy. And just little tiny things like that. We also do offer programs for opportunity. And those types of programs are things like turning your passion into a profit. And we actually have two versions of that. We do the one that kind of helps people to stir up their inspiration to determine what it is they love to do. And then we have a second one where we come in and we help them with just a basic business plan. And we help them, you know, there's really only five key things that are in a business plan, and we just make it more complicated as we decide, you know, we want to get more details about what we're going to do. But you start with those five key things, and that's what they touch on. And it's really kind of exciting because in just an hour program, all of our programs, people can walk away with something new and exciting that, you know, causes them, whether everyone's personal well-being is different. For some people, they want to be able to get out of debt. For other people, they want to send their children to the school of their choice. For others, they want to start their own business. And for some people, they just want to have enough money to be able to give to different things that they care about. And so we try to offer programs that touch on all those different dimensions of freedom so that we can meet their needs.
So it sounds almost like maybe a program for seniors, but is it anyone can?
Yes. Oh, yes.
What you just mentioned, because I could see that that could help everybody.
Yes, it's everyone. What we do is we provide practical skills, but we also, for each program, we make the connection between our everyday lives and how that particular topic that we're teaching relates to our own personal freedom, personal well-being. So connecting it to freedom is really important, giving them the practical skills. And also, we want people in the local community to know that we care. And so every single program that we do, we tailor when we work with different, we actually reach out to different communities. We don't just host the programs and then, you know, have everybody come to us. We actually reach out to different partners. And we like churches, schools, nonprofit organizations, community centers, places where people are already meeting in a community. We bring the programs to them. And so it's kind of exciting because as we build the relationship with them, then they tend to, I mean, we've been working with some of, we started these programs in Florida about 2 years ago.
That's it?
Yes, just 2 years ago.
Like, literally, you are, how old is the organization as a whole?
Well, the organization has been around for a long time, and we've been educating people about free societies and things like that. But our Bridge to Wellbeing program just started. We started it in 6 states and 2 years ago, and we're expanding to another state now. So, but Florida was one that has just skyrocketed here.
Whoa.
We've got people throughout the entire state. And in fact, right here in this community, we have done programs for the Florida Atlantic University. We did, we offered a 3-series workshop that was for Inspiring the Dream. And so they had asked us specifically to bring in specific speakers. So we brought someone in that was a first generation American that came and shared their story and how they love America. We had someone else come in that shared. It was a female entrepreneur, and she shared how she started her business. And what's really neat is they all have such great stories that they share, and it really connects with the people in the audience. And to give you an example with her, what she did was she started out from her very first job. When she starts to share her story, she said she worked at McDonald's. She said she went to work with this attitude, like, I am going to be the best I can be. She ended up being offered a position at somewhere else, and that just continued because her attitude was such that it was. And but she said one thing she did from her very first job was she put aside a little tiny bit of money to save. And so later on in her life, which was several years later, she had a really good job. She was working for a pharmaceutical company, and she had just found out she was getting ready to have a child, and they closed that department. So she was without a job. So she was stuck in a dilemma, and she decided, I'm going to start my own business. And she had saved since her very first job, so she had some money saved to do that. And she just tells how she did it and each step and each mistake. She talks about regulations and how they keep her from being able to do as much as she wants to do. And so it's really kind of exciting. So that was one of the speakers that we had for that series. And then the third speaker was a veteran startup. He was a veteran who started a startup company, makes ties, neckwear. And he also still works. We have part of our organization. We merged with Concerned Veterans for America, Libre, and we also merged with Generation Opportunity, which they do outreach for millennials. And so all of those organizations, we're all one now. So we're even designing even new programs that we didn't have before so that we can meet the needs of more people. And so the gentleman who was our speaker at FAU for our third third session, he is with us now, and he works for us, but he still has his company on the side. And we found that a lot of people do that. You know, they have another business that they do on the side to have income, and for especially for growing families, people that have children and everything. It's great. So it's kind of exciting. So we did that right here in this community, and that was exciting. We're hoping to do something again in the future. And we like to do where we meet on a regular basis with a specific community so that we can build relationships with them, because we have found that people are able to grow and get more out of it when they're doing it with other people that are like-minded.
Right, and I love what you said, and it's so important, where you just mentioned three or four different programs that are similar to yours, maybe working independently, and then you mesh together so that your mission is the same with all these additional resources from, instead of all doing something similar, kind of, laterally, you came together to do the work that you're doing, which makes so much more sense. You're more powerful. You can reach more people, mm-hmm. and having one voice.
Absolutely. And the one thing we all have in common is we all want to help people to be able to have more freedom in their lives. And, the more that the more information we have, the more knowledge we have, the more that we can take charge of our own lives and be in control of our own lives, the more freedom we actually get to experience. And so that's the neat thing about what we do. And what's really exciting is every time we have programs, there are people that leave, their eyes are just wide open with something new that they can't wait to try or use. And so, in just an hour, usually our programs are about an hour and a half long. We have a little time in there because we usually provide a meal. And so these are all things we provide. So there might be, in this community, there might be other partners, potential partners that would be interested in what we provide. And they can reach out. They can go to our website, which is Americans for Prosperity Foundation.org, spelled out. And they can go there and they can find, they can reach out to us if they're interested in us bringing programs to their church, to their school, to their community center. We do a lot of our programs for parents. We work with some of the Title I schools, and we will bring programs in for the parents. And the middle school ages, when we do programs for them, the children attend as well. And so it's just exciting to see all the different people that we reach. We work with disabled adult communities. We actually have three of those. One of them is right here in Broward County. We work with the Goodwill. We bring programs once a month to their staff, and they love them. And we also work with, and every one of those disabled communities, even if you just look at that alone, they're all so different and unique. So we're able to tailor and design our programs so that they meet the needs of that community.
So where do you find the speakers, and are they all volunteer?
Actually, we do recruit speakers, and that's another thing that's exciting about what we do. We look for local talent in the local areas. Some of my speakers do come from out of town sometimes, but a lot of times we just utilize the talent that we have locally and people that have expertise in any of our areas. Some of the programs that we offer that we recruit speakers for are we do couponing, and we have personal budgeting, flip the switch, which is how to save it's how to save money on your utilities. Mm-hmm. We give them 10 tips. And what's exciting is we actually have people that come in, and they because we meet every month, they come back in and they're sharing with everybody how much they saved that month on their utilities after they've done the flip the switch program. And we have Grow Your Garden, Dinner on a Dime. And Dinner on a Dime is a fun one because we can do a theme with that one. So like if it's during the holidays or if it's in the summer or, something special, we can tailor it that way. We can do dessert on a dime. When we work with the disabled communities, we've actually taught them how to make their own pasta, and they take it home to make for dinner. So it's kind of exciting. And then we do Surviving Your Student Loans, which is a really big one. And in that particular program, we actually do share. The speakers that we have right now actually share how you can, even before you get in debt, how you can save money. So that's good, as well as going into how to survive your student loans. And we have some new programs that are coming on board on understanding credit, banking 101, renovating your finances. We have that. We've divided that into two sessions because there's so much to it. And so we felt like it was too much for them to take home and absorb it. So now we broke that into two sessions. And credit repair, debt management. And so those are just a few of our everyday affordability programs. But we do have for health and lifestyle, innovation in health, navigating your insurance. Like I mentioned earlier, healthy eating, happy family, time management, which is a big one. And then we have under opportunity, we still have inspiring the dream. The neat thing is that even if we have already have speakers for some of these topics, like inspiring the dream, each person's story is different and unique. So even in the same community, we sometimes bring back that same topic and have a different speaker that can inspire people because different people relate to different, you know, to different stories. And then we have Passion to Profit, of course, which I already mentioned. And one of the programs we offer under opportunity is Know Your Rights, which we not only, we don't like go in and just talk about the Constitution, we talk about how it relates to you personally. So like if you're in a school setting, how does that relate to you? If you're in a church setting, how does that relate to you? Or even just in your own community, there are people we sometimes work with underprivileged communities where that information is really important to them to empower them.
Well, navigating the system is certainly not an easy thing and can shut people down. So with your program, it's going to open up many doors. So I thank you. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you, Cheryl.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. It has no cure. Parkinson's is not limited to how a person moves. It can also cause symptoms like depression, fatigue, and impaired speech. Today, there is a new diagnosis every 9 minutes, though Parkinson's can be present for years before being diagnosed. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure. For more than 50 years, APDA has funded pioneering research and provided critical support to those affected by Parkinson's. Visit apdaoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
Welcome back, community of wonderful nonprofit listeners. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you again for Spirit of Giving for giving us this opportunity to give nonprofits a voice and for you to learn more about how you can get involved with a nonprofit of your choice that really piques your interest. So today we have Americans for Prosperity Foundation, Bridge to Wellbeing, and Cheryl Couture was talking to us, you know, about all the programs that this organization offers to help us know more about our freedoms, our rights. Everything you mentioned is things that all of us could use. I mean, healthy eating, happy family, time management, dinner on a dime, flip the switch. I mean, wonderful titles to pique people's interest. You know, and just to think that maybe you had an idea and you didn't know how to pursue it, and now they can come to one of your sessions and learn, say, well, yeah. And then you hear a personal story, which you were going to share now about somebody whose sure. travels landed in your lap, and wow, right?
Yes, yes. Well, one of the neat things is one of our dimensions we focus on is community. And in focusing on community, we do like to partner up with other nonprofit organizations that are like-minded with us. We want to try to help people up. And so we have worked with a couple organizations that are not too far from here. One of them, I have a really neat story. It was around Christmas time, and it was probably a group of about 25 ladies that came in, and there was like three men, and they came in, and we did our dinner on a dime. We did a Christmas dinner on a dime, and the thing with the program was that some of the people, it was more, a lot of those people that attend it are in the 200% poverty level or lower, which that means they live paycheck to paycheck. And so we wanted to make sure we had some simple recipes that were going to be easy for them. We did find out that a few of them didn't even have an oven. And so that would made it a little bit difficult, but we showed them how to make some different recipes. And then at the end, we showed them how to make no-bake cookies. and we added in some red and green M&Ms to make it kind of Christmassy and festive. And after the program, we were cleaning up, and after the program, a lady walked up to us, and she said she was a grandmother. She had six grandchildren, that she had never, ever given a gift yet for Christmas because she didn't have the finances to do that, and she didn't even have an oven to bake them cookies. And so she said, when I came in tonight, I was so just hopeless. And she said, just coming to your program has just made me so happy. And she had tears just coming down her cheek. And she said, this is going to be the first Christmas that I can make cookies, no-bake cookies, for my grandkids and give them a Christmas present. And, you know, when that happened, I just realized the power of just simple little bits of information in people's lives. Sometimes we overlook it if it's not something really big, but it's those little tiny things that build upon each other that help us and empower us to be able to lift us up. And so that was one of my favorite stories that has happened during my time as an outreach director here in Florida.
No, I can. If the audience could only see, you know, your tears and your welling up and just your passion, Cheryl, about what you do, which you have to be, because it's hard work. You know, you're hearing a lot of, as the nonprofits and social workers and people helping people, you know, you hear such difficult stories in your daily life. But on the other hand, those moments that you just shared make it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't sometimes, you know, it is, how do you eat an elephant? You know, one bite at a time. It's helping one person at a time. And that, to break it down to that, and obviously you're doing more than that when you use the word community, because community is huge, and you're bringing them together, which is powerful in itself. Mm-hmm. You know, to see the growth in people when you have just somebody to believe in you, somebody to show you the way maybe that you didn't know, and for that person to be open to learning something new and that they can do. So your program is just, it's just flooring me what you must be accomplishing on a daily basis, and you travel all over the state.
Yes, it's fantastic. I love what I do. It's wonderful. And the neat thing is we've done it now. I've been working with many of the communities for over 2 years, and just in that amount of time to see the community involvement, the people who come every month, you know, every month to the programs, they like meet me at the door to help me set up, and they help me. There's some of the ways that people have gotten involved and started volunteering, and they become a part of it. I've also met people in different communities that we've been able to use as speakers, and it's just great to be able to give the opportunity to people whose gifts and talents aren't being used, the opportunity to share their expertise and something. And so I just love what I do. It's exciting. And besides volunteering and besides, you know, helping out like at an event, like setting up and helping people check in, we love people to take pictures and videos. That's another way people can volunteer. And also just in this community, if there is any other nonprofit organizations that have charity events that would be like-minded with us, they can reach out to me. And we also are always looking for volunteers to help out with that as well. We do, every year we've done a few different projects that we've done with other nonprofits, and we involve our volunteers to come in and help out too. So it's something we can give back to the community. And so if anyone's interested, they can reach my phone number is 239-404-8413. And so they could reach me directly, and I can meet with them, and we can discuss. I can share a little bit, get a little bit more in detail about what we do and why we do it. And but it's exciting. And if anyone has any, wants more information, they can go to our website. It is Americans for Prosperity, spelled out, .org. And so Americans for Prosperity Foundation.org, excuse me. And so, you know, if they have any questions, they can reach out to us. But one thing they can also do at that website, if they're interested, if they feel like they love what they heard today, they can go there and they can go to that website, and there is a tab for donating. And we have a lot of people that donate $5, you know, $20. We have thousands and thousands of donors. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can join us in that as well.
So you're a movement. You're a movement.
We are a movement, yes.
Right?
A movement of freedom.
A freedom movement. And you're working on giving everyone in the communities opportunities to learn about how to make their lives better. So who in the community would you be looking out for to partner with? Are there, you know, in terms of nonprofits, I know you said Goodwill.
Yes, we work with, one of our most successful partnerships we've had has been with at Indian River, which is a little bit north of here. We work with them. What we've done with them is we've actually gone into some of the Title I schools, and we partner with them. So they have some wonderful things that they offer that we to help people, where they can they have a member share program where people can get groceries for a much lower price, that which helps them up. And they also have programs, and we provide a lot of their programs for them. And then they have their own programs as well. And so we just kind of partner together in that way. We also have helped them during the holidays. We came in and we brought some of our volunteers to help them out, and we did some projects then.
Well, Cheryl, all I can say is really two words, and that's thank you so much for bringing this to light, and continued success in traveling Florida from Naples to Orlando on a weekly basis to get people involved in Americans for Prosperity. So again, congratulations. Thank you. Only the best and great success as you move forward with this program. Really.
Well, thank you very much. It was great.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.